a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Meet Vasilei. Vasilei moved to the United States of America from the Ukraine. And since he was a little boy, he had dreamt about America. He had heard and created in his mind many stories, tales of endless opportunity and the American dream. And these dreams of being successful in America had filled his imagination for years. And so, with a suitcase full of hope and a heart full of ambition, he arrived in New York City. His English was limited, but his spirit was so strong, as was his determination. His dream, what he wanted to do, was to open a department store. Wow, he had a real entrepreneurial spirit. He wanted to first make sure that he understood the American business landscape. And so, Vasilei decided to spend day after day walking the city streets to see how the stores worked. And he also liked to stop people and ask them for their opinions and ideas about the best way to open a business. Even though his English was very limited, that didn't hold him back. There was one day that Vasilei was walking the streets of New York City, and he saw that there was a particular store that had a huge, huge crowd. There were so many people that they were online to get into the store. He was intrigued and quite curious. So he asked one of the people outside of the store, excuse me, could you explain to me, please? Why are there so many people here? He wanted to know what the commotion was all about. It's called a grand opening, the person explained. People are curious about new stores, so lots and lots of people come. Vasilei understood. He nodded his head and he was taking notes, remembering what this person said. A grand opening. People are curious about new stores. The next day, when Vasilei was walking the streets of New York City to learn about the stores, he stumbled upon another store, a different store that had just as large a crowd as the store from yesterday. But this time, the sign that was hanging over the store didn't say grand opening. It said some other words that he didn't quite understand. Going out of business. He stopped a person and asked, why so many people at this store? And the person said, people are drawn to bargains. And going out of business means that there are going to be a lot of great prices in this store because they have to get rid of everything. They're going to want the bargain. Vasilei was so excited. He believed that he had discovered the secret to how to open up a successful business. And so, after Vasilei secured a space that he could use for his department store, he had a sign maker make two beautiful, large, identical signs just with different words. He was determined when he spoke to the sign maker. He said, one of them has to say, grand opening. And the other one needs to say, going out of business. The sign maker was a little confused, but he listened to Vasilii and made two huge identical signs with different words. Vasilii was very, very pleased with the signs because he knew this was going to be the secret to his success. And so he had some people help him hang up both signs above the entrance to his store. Grand opening, going out of business. Vasilii stood at the door so excited. He figured he's going to have double the crowds that he saw at the other stores because he hung up both signs that attract big crowds. But something strange happened. Instead of attracting crowds and crowds of people, Vasilii's store was so quiet. People passed by, looked up at the signs, and then kept walking. About 4 hours later, Vasilii was so puzzled and so confused that he stopped somebody on the street that was passing by his store, and that person too looked up at the signs and kept walking. And he said, do you have any idea why no one is stopping in this store? The person shook their head and said, this must be a crazy place. Vasilii was confused. He was following such good advice. Why was it a failure? Why wasn't anybody coming? Vasilii remembered that he had met Bob. Bob was a friend who had a few conversations with him about opening businesses in America. And Bob knew English very, very well. Vasilii called Bob and said, Bob, it's in a little bit of an emergency. I must talk to you. Do you have a few minutes to come down to my brand new store? And Bob said, I'll be there in 10 minutes. Thank you so much, Vasilii said. Bob showed up and Vasilii said, I know I don't understand English so well. I don't know what mistake I made. It must be with my English because I thought the advice was so good. How come nobody's coming to my store? Bob looked up at the signs, put his arm on Vasilii's shoulder and said, Vasilii, it's true that when a sign says going out of business, it attracts a lot of customers. And it's also true that when a sign says grand opening, it attracts a lot of customers. But when the two signs are up at the same time, when you combine those two things, it's saying that your store is opening and closing at the very same time. Now, that would not be a good business practice to open and close a business at the same time. Vasilii immediately removed the going out of business sign and slowly began to attract customers. And even though his department store was small at first, it eventually grew and was successful. Vasilii learned, you can't have opening day and closing day at the exact same time. This week's parasha, Vezot HaBracha, is the last parasha of the whole entire Torah. And we read it on Simchat Torah. We finish reading the Torah and then begin reading the Torah again. with Parashat Bereishit. In the last parsha of the Torah, Moshe gives a bracha to every single shevet, every tribe of Bnei Yisrael. Moshe is 120 years old, and he is not going to be going into Eretz Yisrael. And he's preparing the Jewish people for the transition, that Moshe is not going to be leading them anymore, and that Yehoshua is going to be their new leader that brings them into Eretz Yisrael. And so Moshe reminds the people and teaches them that the Torah is a morashah. It belongs to all of the Jewish people, and everyone is going to get a bracha, each of the Shvatim. And then he says to them, Ashrecha Yisrael, you are so lucky. You are so lucky to have this Torah. What more can I say? Everything is yours. Hakol Shelachem, as Rashi teaches us. Wow. Moshe climbs up on a mountain called Har Nevo, and Hashem shows him Eretz Yisrael. He can't go in, but he can look at it. And Hashem buries Moshe on the mountain, and the Bnei Yisrael cry for 30 days. And now they are going to have a new leader, Yehoshua. But it's not just immediate. Moshe had prepared them for this transition. Moshe had told them before to listen to Yehoshua, and that Yehoshua was the new leader. Not only did the Bnei Yisrael have to transition to a new leader, they also have to transition to a new kind of life. They're no longer in the desert with the man being there all the time for them to eat. They have to settle into the land of Israel now, into Eretz Yisrael, and live a new kind of life. Every ending brings a beautiful possibility of a new beginning. And that is why we finish reading the Torah on Simchat Torah, and we also begin with Bereishit. Moshe managed to so beautifully prepare the Bnei Yisrael for an ending and a beginning. Just like the lesson that Vasilai learned, you can't just do it all at the same time. It has to be planned for and prepared for. I hope that we can take the lessons from the Torah that we learn every week and strengthen ourselves as we say Chazak, Chazak, V'nitchazek. And as we complete reading Sefer Devarim and Vezot HaBracha, let us think about how we can transition to the new cycle of the Torah reading, and think about all of the new lessons we can learn, because each time we read and learn a parsha in the Torah, there are new lessons to learn as we make them a part of our lives. I hope that we can take this lesson, and it will serve as a zechut, all of the lessons that we can learn from the Torah, for Am Yisrael, for our brothers and sisters that are living in Israel, for our precious Chayalim, and may we be zoche to many, many Yeshuot and Besorot Tovot. It's been a pleasure learning the Parsha with you each week. Shabbat Shalom and Chag Sameach to everybody.